Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. I am Job Israel of the Sounds of Living Waters Bible Study Class. And today we're dealing with the prophetic calendar of God, his feast calendar, those things that belong to him in his feast days. And how do we determine the feast days? How do we come to an understanding of the feast days? This is that thing. How do we come into the understanding, and how do we bring the feast to pass? How do we bring those things forward? And how do God look at the feast days? This is that conversation. The prophetic feast days of the calendar of God. That is to say, the prophetic feast days of the calendar of God. The prophetic feast days of the calendar of God. Amen. So, what we're going to do is ask our brothers and sisters to bring forth a King James Bible and goodness, this is just way up. Okay. There we go. We got it. Amen. I think we got it now. Okay, we're working out the King's people. Amen. Praise God. So we are dealing with the prophetic feast days of the calendar of God. What do you mean? These feast days are mentioned in Leviticus chapter 23. And throughout the Word of God, they're told how we're supposed to articulate them as far as how we're supposed to determine when and how to keep them. Amen? So, what we're going to do is we're going to do is actually go into the scriptures and show how we come to the prophetic feast of the Lord. So with that being said, we're going to open up with prayer and a scripture, and we're going to dive into this topic. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So let's get started. So, Sister Rhea, you got a scripture for us?
Amen.
Amen.
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 18, verses 1 through 3. In Jesus' holy mighty name, I pray, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins. Then allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light, godliness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit. And give us a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. And we want to thank our God for giving us this conversation of the prophetic calendar, because obviously there's a real conversation that's being missed in this. So we're going to include our family on Facebook, Blog Talk family. We're going to include our family on Facebook in this conversation as well. So we're going to go live with them. Amen. Amen. So here we are. So we want to say welcome, family, on Facebook. We are dealing with the prophetic feast days. We're dealing with the feast days of 2023. We're dealing with the feast days of the calendar of God. What do you mean? Well, how do we determine these feasts? How do we come to this feast week? How those things are determined by the scriptures and by a prophetic calendar. Amen. So let's get into that. Let's get into those things. Let's start this in let's start this first in Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus 23 and verse 1. Leviticus 23 and verse 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Leviticus 23:1 reads, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts.
Amen. So we are dealing with the feast of the Lord right now. How do you determine the feast of the Lord? A lot of us wait on our teachers, our elders, and things like that, but be honest about it. You're supposed to be able to determine these things by yourself. You know, you're supposed to know how to do these things yourself. You're supposed to be able to teach your family these things yourself. So we're going to show you how to determine the feast days yourself. Amen? So let's go into Exodus chapter 12, because this is where we're starting everything from, right here. Exodus chapter 12 in verse 1. And when you receive it, read.
Exodus 12 and 1 reads, And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
So what is the beginning of months? So what's the first month of the year to us? That's the question. How do we get to that conversation, right? So let's look at that. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 16:1. Yes, ma'am.
Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night.
So now, Abib kicks off the Passover. Abib determined the rest of the feast year. So what we're going to do, and what we're going to post later, is how we determine those feast days. Amen? So, in the month of Abib. What is the month of Abib? When the new moon appears over Jerusalem. So here's a great, great help for you, because it helped me dearly. And that is to say, when I Google timeanddate.com, man, these glasses are foggy. Okay. Ah, that's a little better. When I Google timeanddate.com, I did ask you, what city are you looking for? I say Jerusalem. And then it'll zoom me to Jerusalem. Then it'll ask me, what am I asking for? Am I like asking for a particular date? Am I asking for the days or the month or moon phases? And then I click moon phases, because we're talking about the new moons and things like that, because it's the new moon that kicks off Abib or the new year. What do you mean? The new year this year is March the 21st at sundown, 7:23 p.m. The moon is in its strength over Jerusalem. That is the beginning of Abib. Some of us is going to the next day. I have no idea why we are doing such a thing. The new moon is what it is. What do you mean? Abib has to have 30 days in its calendar. And when you count from here, and you count 30 days to April the 19th, that's exactly 30 days. And the new moon appears again over Jerusalem at 7:12 a.m. And at sundown, you count again the first day of the second month. And that's how you count your second Passover from there. Now, this second month is going to bring another 30 days. You see, so it's going to be an exact count. It's going to be 30 and 30. It's going to be 30 days from the new moon That's me. I dropped my tab. That's 30 days from the new moon, from Abib, and then 30 days from the second month. And then you got that. You got, this will bring you into an exact science with God, because the first 2 months have to be 30 days. Amen. So from Abib, which is the 21st, and it's almost to the letter. When you look at it, it's a 21. You count one. So you can just say 1, 2, the 22nd is the second day of Abib, right? So we're going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So the 31st would be the 11th day of Abib. And then, besides my calendar that I work with, and I do it manually. Look at that. If you can see it, you can see that the first day of Abib is there, right here. See that? So that's March the 21st at sundown over Jerusalem. So you count 11 days from there, which bring us here. Amen. So the reason why I got those slashes there is that that represent the evening. So you count the evening first. And then you go to the day that completes a day. So you always start with the evening. What do you mean? Because in a moon cycle, the new moon begins in total darkness. You can't see it unless you're somewhere in the world that's completely clear and completely absent of any artificial light. That is to say, the heavens have to be the light that light the moon. You can see a new moon in Africa, in the jungle. You can see the new moon in Canada in a wilderness. You can see a new moon in Antarctica. You can see a new moon in Arabia, anywhere where there's any place that's absent of artificial light, like city lights and things of that nature. That's when you can see the new moon. That's because it's black, but it's still there. So you can see it because the rest of the stars is going to say, there it is. That's a new moon. Now, this new moon represents Abib. What do you mean? Go to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 and pick it up at verse 1. This here, people would have you to think that this isn't Abib. This is Abib. If you count from here, and people, we all know that a day with God is 1,000 years. From this point to the coming of New Jerusalem is 14 days in the creation. So if you count 14,000 years from here, I'm not saying the earth is 14,000 years old. The earth is billions of years old because it was in the beginning. So I can't stamp it 12,000 years. I can only time stamp it from where we are in the creation. Amen. When he said, let there be light. So Genesis chapter 1 and 1, and read 2 verse 5. And then we're going to skip around.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 1 reads, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Stop. So we see in the beginning, the earth was there, right? And so skip down to verse 13 and continue. Verse 5.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 5 reads, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the morning and the evening were the first day.
Thank you. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So that's that conversation. So we see here the evening is the beginning of a day, right? But we got the evening and the morning. He gave a law that the evening and the morning were the first day. So right here, he's saying the first day began when? At evening. That's why we hear at the Sounds of Living Waters, Come and See Ministry, Commonwealth of Israel, start the new year at evening.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
Skip down to verse 8.
Okay. Verse 8 reads, And God called the firmament heaven. And evening and the morning for the second day.
Amen. Skip down to verse 13.
Genesis 1 and 13 reads, and the evening and the morning were the third day.
Now we got 3 days of absolutely no sun and moon, right? Because the next verse determined the sun and the moon, right? So you got 3 days of darkness. Now, when you look at, if you go to any astronomy class, any planetary observatory, they'll tell you that you have 3 days and three nights of the beginning or from the new moon. So this here would be your Abib right here. Why? Because from here brings us to the Passover. The creation, the beginning here, bring man to the creation. I mean, to the Passover. What do you mean? From here, we can count 13,000 years, which would be Ishmael. We can count 8 days from Adam, and that would be Isaac. Both of them land on the 13th day of the creation. Now, what happened when Ishmael was 13 and Isaac was 8 days old? Both of them were circumcised. Therefore, on the 8th day, you had the great white throne judgment, and the dead woke up. Everybody was circumcised of flesh and blood. That is to say, a woman is clean on the 8th day as well. So this is all consistent. This is all conjunction. This is all one conversation. So now when you get to that, now we want to get to the Passover. The law is that in order for us to take part in the Passover, we must be circumcised. So now here come New Jerusalem. Jesus, if we didn't come up in the first resurrection and you came up in the second resurrection and we made it through the second resurrection, he passed over our sin and covered us in his blood. That's the calendar. That's the prophetic calendar of God. So this prophetic calendar of God has an action that we have to do in bringing us in remembrance that the Father kingdom is coming on a Passover.
Amen.
How do we determine that? That's the question. How do we get to that? That's the question. Amen. So now he said, on the first day of the month of Abib, let this be a new year in Abib. So now when you do your time and date of calendar, you'll find out that the new moon appears March the 21st at 7:23 p.m. That's the beginning of the Abib. The law go forth from Jerusalem. The law go forth from Jerusalem. That's in Isaiah. Let me see. Isaiah chapter 4. No, chapter 3. Chapter 3 and no, that's not it. Yes. Isaiah chapter, here we go. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 1. And read that.
Amen. Isaiah 2 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 1 reads, the word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted, the hills, and all nations shall flow in unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and he will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
So therefore, we got to, when the moon come over Jerusalem, that's when it began. Some of us is going to the next day, and I'm like, where did you get that from? How do we determine that? When the new moon appears over Jerusalem at 7:23 p.m. on the 21st, why are we going to the next day? That don't make any sense. None whatsoever. So you count here from March the 21st, we count from the evening, right? This is why I put the slashes in my calendar to determine the evening. So I said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The 11th day in Abib is the 31st of March. And then April 1st is the 12th day of Abib. So you say 12, 13, 14. The Passover begins on the third day of April at Abib. From the new moon that arose over Jerusalem in 2023, you count 14 days from that, it'll land you on Monday, April the 3rd. And somebody is saying, no, you got to go to the next day. And I'm like, when's that? Where those scriptures at that you skip a day to kick off Abib? Especially since that's the beginning. I'm looking at feast calendars and people is on Tuesday. On the 4th, it's saying that the 4th day is the 14th day of Abib and a new moon appears on the 21st of March. March the 21st, 14 days from March the 21st will land you on Monday,
right.
April the 3rd. That's 14 days. What people getting this from? Then, if we continue to count, watch this. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Do you see the 30th day there, baby? Do you see that? 30, going. That's the 19th. The 30th day of Abib fall on the 19th. That's exactly 30 days in that month. The new moon appears over Jerusalem in the second month of the new year on Thursday, April the 20th. So that makes sense. You can subtract this number to this 30 from here, you'll come up with 30 days. So at sundown, when it appears, first of all, the 30th day is on the 19th, okay? And then the new moon appears on the 20th at 7:12 a.m. over Jerusalem, but the moon don't rule until the evening. So when the sun set on Thursday the 20th, that's the first day of the second month. So you got your 30 days right there, and here come the first day, and then you go 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. The second Passover is May the 3rd.
Amen.
Isn't that exactly 30 days? Is that not exactly 30 days? That's exactly 30 days. Then you continue. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That's when it starts switching around. But you got right here 30 days. Your So now let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Genesis chapter 7. Where do you get this from? Genesis chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11.
Genesis 7 and 11?
Yes, ma'am.
That yours
are mine. Yeah, Genesis 7 and verse 11. And when you receive it, read.
Genesis 7:11 reads, "In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all of the fountains of the great deep broken up."
So now he said, on the 17th day of the second month. We just found out that the first month is 30 days. And there we are. You see, till the next new moon, you got 30 days. So now here we go. So now you count 17. So you count. Now let me do this. 30 plus 17 equal 47, right? Okay. Go to skip down to verse 24.
You said 30?
Yeah, 30 plus 17. Okay. This is how you determine the second Passover. The flood came after the second Passover.
17?
Yes, ma'am. 17 equal what?
30 plus 17 equals
47. Now, you go 47.
Mm-hmm.
Now, read 24. Read verse 24. When you receive it, read.
Amen.
7 and 24.
Genesis. 7 and 24?
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis 7 and verse 24. Amen. And just know this, baby, I don't know what's going on, but since you've been going hard, you're making sure my stuff moves slow. That's not good. So be patient. Just 7 and 24. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
There it is. So now you add 47 plus 150.
So 47. Plus
157. 47 plus
197.
And go into chapter 8.
Genesis 8.
Genesis chapter
8
and verse
1,
and read the verse
4. Genesis 8 and 1.
Because remember now, he said the flood came on the 17th day of the second month. So he counting months. He's counting months, right? Read on.
Genesis 8 and 1. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. And the wind of heaven was restrained, verse 3, and the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat.
So now we got the seventh month on the 17th day of the month, right? So now he didn't count in months. So he said the first month, the second month on the 17th day of that month. Now, what you do is you subtract 17 from 197. Okay. It equals 180. 17 subtracted by 197 equals 180.
Amen.
So 6 months is 180 days. Mm-hmm. So that's consistent. That's consistent. Mm-hmm. From this calendar, that's consistent. So I don't know why people jump into the next month. That don't make any sense to me. None. None whatsoever.
Mm.
When a new moon appears when it's supposed to in the second month, divide 180 by 30.
Mm-hmm. So 180 divided by 30 equals, is that 6?
Yes, ma'am.
So
equals 6 months. So 181 is the seventh month. A 30-day calendar with God is a month, just like the Abib is a month. We can't go by moons here, not with the prophetic calendar. We can't use the moons because the moons is in and out. And they move around. It goes from 30 to 29. You can't use that. That's inconsistent. But the day is not consistent. That's consistent with the law. Day and night. Day and night. That's what it says. Satan going to be in a lake of fire day and night. Not new moon to new moon. Day and night is consistent.
Amen.
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 So, let's go to Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Revelation chapter 11 and verse 1. Revelation 11 and verse 1. So, brothers and sisters, let me bring this up once more again. 30 plus 17 equals, let me clean that up, 30 plus 17, we can see that, 30 plus 17 equals 47, amen? And then you add 150, 47 plus 150, which is Genesis chapter 7 and 24. 47 plus 150 equals 197 right there. And then what you do is you say, okay. Then he said the seventh month on the 17th day of the month. So you want to get to the first day of the seventh month. So you subtract 17 from 197.
Amen.
And that give you 180. Then you say, okay, well, then a month of God is 30. So you say 30 divided by 180. Whoops, excuse me. 180 divided by 30. See that? Equals 6 months. He did the math for us. Therefore, we don't have any excuses. He did the math for us. A month of God is 30 days. So when we count the Abib, it has to have 30 days. That's why when we count it from March the 21st to the next new moon, it was 30 days. It was exactly 30 days. The new moon appeared on the 20th of April. You got to love him. He like, don't y'all see that? I know y'all see that. Okay. Anyway, let's see. That's right. So the new moon appears on Thursday the 20th. Get you a calendar and make sure when you get you a calendar, go to the dollar store and get one, right? And make sure it got these things on it. You see that? You see those dots? That's your moons right there. That's a new moon. That's a half a moon. That's a full moon. So you see here, the next new moon is exactly 30 days from the Abib. That makes sense. So sundown is the first day.
Now, sundown being the first day, you count here one, and then you count 14 days from there, and that's when you keep your second Passover.
Amen.
Because the new moon appears at 7:12 in the morning. So wait a minute. What do you mean? Where are we going with this 30-day thing? Go into Revelation chapter 20, Revelation chapter 11 and verse 1. Now, once again, we all keep talking about the Great Tribulation period. What is that to us? We say it's 3.5 years. Those of us that believe in the 3.5 or times and a half of time, if we're gonna teach the Great Tribulation period, then we got to use this calendar. We got to use a 30-day calendar. We can't use moons saying we're dealing with the Great Tribulation period. We can't do it. And you can't even teach the Great Tribulation period and then turn around and say the feast days is governed by moons. You are a witness to yourself that you are off course. Some of us are going to be keeping the atonement a day late. Some of us are going to be keeping the atonement 3 days early or 2 days early. Instead of looking at from what the calendar is saying when a bid begins, give me a reason why you need to keep a bid a day later. That's like saying, I'm born on April 1st, but I need to celebrate my birthday a day later because it's leap year. Don't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Revelations 11 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelations chapter 11 and verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Revelation 11 and 1 reads, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God. And the altar, and them that worship therein, and the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread upon, tread underfoot 42 months.
So now we need to know what a month is to God, because obviously we can look at this calendar and find out that the month of Abib is exactly 30 days. Yeah. So I don't know why people are skipping a day here. Please articulate this conversation, because I don't see anybody saying, oh, the 4th of July come on the 4th of July, but guess what? We need to keep it on the 5th. To what purpose? Oh, Christmas is December the 25th, but we're going to keep it on the 26th this year. Why? Why? Why are you skipping a day?
Revelation 11, and did I leave off at 3?
Yeah, pick it up at 3.
Revelation 11 and 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
Now, if you see this, you see that that's 1,260 days divided by 42, because he said 42 months. That equals 30. It don't get no plainer than that. Don't get any plainer than that. Why we skipping a month? Why we skipping a day at any time? I guess that falls in line that, oh, well, you know, since it ain't 3 days and three nights, we got to use 3 days and three nights to govern the wave offering. And that's not in the law. The law say the first Sabbath, during a week of unleavened bread, we keep the wave offering. But if you don't keep the wave offering, you will say something like that. Oh, we can keep the wave offering a day later, a week later. We're going to keep the most holy of holy that's going to be waved for us during the most holiest week in the prophetic calendar, the week of unleavened bread, the week of no sin. And we're going to wave him outside of that. Just let that register in you. Let that just sink in. Let it sink in into your consciousness. Think about that. He created the wave offering, brought in a law that said that the sacrifice of the wave offering must be waived the first, after the first Sabbath, the first day of during the week of unleavened bread, it must be waived. That's why Jesus didn't leave until the first day. So let's look at this. Let's look at the wave offering. So you got the Passover Monday, right? So Monday, the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the 15th day. And then we keep the Passover. That's the first day of Unleavened Bread to those of us that believe. And then we say 15, 16, 17. Well, some of us say the 15th day is the first day of Unleavened Bread because we've been taught that. But go to Exodus chapter 12 and 18. Exodus chapter 12 and 18. Let's get rid of that lie. I mean, that myth or that misunderstanding. Let's say that. Exodus 12 and verse 18.
Amen. Exodus 12 and verse 18 reads, in the first month, on the 14th of the month, 14th day of the month. Everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
I see. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
See that? 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20th day until the 1 and 20th day at evening. You can eat unleavened bread at this point because that's the law. There's no such thing as a unleavened bread being 7 days. It's eight, it's 8 days, it's 7 days.
You gotta put it down.
Okay. How about that?
Okay,
can you see it now?
We'll
how about that? There we go. All right. Do you notice something in this here law? Read that again.
Leviticus 1 and 3?
No. Exodus 12 and 18.
Okay. Exodus.
Exodus 12.
I'm going there, babe. They're changing my stuff. I'm going there. Exodus
okay.
12. Just be patient.
The man is working.
Just messing with me.
Okay.
Okay, Exodus 12.
And 18. When you receive a read.
In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, ye shall eat unleavened bread.
It didn't say the 15th day. It said the 14th day. That's the law. It's no such thing as the Feast of Unleavened Bread yet because the Feast of Unleavened Bread hasn't been implemented yet. It's just this. You know why? Because we haven't even kept the 14th day yet. So why are we talking about the 15th day being the first day of unleavened bread when he first mentioned it on the 14th day? Can we see that? Read that again.
Exodus 12, 18 reads, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
Until
the 14th day of the month at evening.
Boom.
The 14th day.
Right here.
In the first month.
Yep.
The
Abib.
First month.
Which is Abib.
On the 14th day.
Uh-huh.
Of the month.
Not 15th day.
On the 14th day.
On the 14th day.
Of the month.
Not the 15th
at
day.
At evening.
At evening on the 14th day.
You
shall eat.
Unleavened bread.
On the 14th day.
No. Yeah, the 14th. Because
on the 14th.
People say the 15th.
I know.
Don't do that.
I'm doing it
to
you.
Some doing the 18th.
Because people be trying to do it
so
to
you. Exodus 12 and 18 read.
Right here.
It's so plain to say, even... are you smarter than the fifth grader?
Look at here.
Okay. So, in the first month,
uh-huh,
on the 14th day of the month,
right here,
at evening.
At evening. That's why I got this evening right here. That's why I do all of my calendars like this. Evening, 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 until the 1 and 20th day at evening, that's the 8th day. Ain't no such thing as unleavened bread being 7 days. Besides that, 14 take away 21 is 7. Not 8. It's 7. Are we smarter than a fifth grader? I mean, actually, this is fifth grade. I drew this.
Exodus.
Like fifth grader did, but.
Wait, the grandchildren. The grandchildren ask you questions.
I could. What?
The grandbabies ask you questions.
Right,
okay.
Right. I mean, they could have asked. They could have actually drew it.
Our grandbabies
right.
ask questions. So okay. Let me do this. Exodus 12 and 18.
Okay, for the grandchildren that's watching.
They know this.
Right.
Okay, they get it.
Okay. So read it again.
Puzzle piece. Exodus 12 and verse 18. In the first month, Abib.
Uh-huh.
On the 14th day of the month.
14.
Abib. At evening.
At evening, right there. Right. Passover at evening, right.
First day, 14 days of the month.
14 days at evening. Right.
He shall eat.
Unleavened bread.
Eat.
Right here.
Eat.
Read.
Eat.
Again.
Unleavened bread.
Right.
Until the one day of the month at evening.
Stop.
Okay.
End of it.
Simplicity.
So look at here.
So
it's no such thing as the 15th day right here because it's not even here yet. There's no such thing as the Feast of Unleavened Bread on the 15th day because we haven't even kept the Passover yet. So why are we saying this is the first day when it's not even created? He hasn't even spoken into existence. It's not even in our consciousness because he hasn't revealed it yet. So this can't be the first day when he spoke of it here on the 14th day.
In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
Are we smarter than a fifth grader? People want to sit up here and say, oh, man, but you ain't supposed to do no work on a Passover. No, people going to work on a Passover and taking the 15th day off. Because they've been told that the 15th day is the first day of unleavened bread. I'm going to ask you this. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 16. We're going to let the law dictate itself. Deuteronomy 16. Because then now we're going to go to the wave offer, right? Deuteronomy 16 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 1 reads, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover.
So we're keeping the Passover. This is what he's talking about, the Passover, not the 15th day. He's talking about the Passover. Continue.
Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night.
Come on. By when?
By night.
Come on.
Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover.
So we're talking about the Passover being sacrificed. Continue.
Thou shalt therefore sacrifice.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me pull up my other cartoon. Go ahead, Ma.
Okay, I'm gonna go back. So, Deuteronomy 16, verse 1 reads, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. For thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and of the herd. In the place which the Lord thy God, which the Lord
thy God.
No. Which the Lord shall choose.
Which choose. Continue.
Verse 3. Thou shalt eat no leavening bread with it.
So you can't eat no leavening with the Passover. So that's your first commandment of the no leaven. Mm-hmm. On the Passover. So how you going to move it to the 15th day when there's no such thing as the 15th day?
That's right.
We're going to go back to that.
That's right. Amen. That's
continue.
Right. Amen. Deuteronomy 16:3, thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction, For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the Lord when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. Verse 4, and there shall be no leaven in bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days. Neither shall there any thing of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at evening remain all night until the morning.
So wait a minute. Nothing of the Passover can remain in the morning, right? Exodus chapter 12 and whatever verse that was. I think it's 10. Anyway,
Exodus
so,
12 and 18.
Right. No. This is where he's talking about no flesh can be remain until the morning. That's the only feast that no flesh can remain until the morning. You got to find me another feast that the flesh cannot remain until the morning that he's talking about here.
And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days, neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at evening remain all night until the morning.
The first day at evening. The first day.
Yes.
That's Deuteronomy chapter 16 and 1. Unless you can find another sacrifice that can remain all night, bring it. If you can't, then we got to say the Passover, man, is the first day of unleavened bread. Duh. Keep reading.
Amen.
Read that 14 again. Read it loud. Say it loud.
Is that Deuteronomy?
Deuteronomy 16 and 4.
And 4 reads, And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days, neither shall there any thing of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at evening remain all night until the morning.
Your Bible say the same thing mine say.
Yes, sir.
Can't change that. And he said 7 days, right? Read 5. Let's make sure we're not talking about the 15th day. Because he said the first day of evening, right?
Amen.
Nothing of the sacrifice which you sacrifice the first day of evening can remain all night, right? So what did he just call this sacrifice that he called the first day that can't remain all night until that can't remain until the morning? Read verse 5.
Deuteronomy 16 and 5 reads, thou mayest not sacrifice a Passover within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
So he just told you what he was talking about. He said the Passover is the first day of unleavened bread.
Right.
You can make it whatever you want to make it, but the law is going to testify against you.
Jesus.
Now watch this. Skip down to verse 16.
Amen.
Skip down to 16. Skip down to 16 and read that.
16 reads, 3 times in a year, that's where you want me to go?
Yes.
3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose.
Now listen at this conversation. 3 times a year, all your males must appear before the Lord your God, right?
Uh-huh.
Keep reading.
In the place which he shall choose.
We just read that in verse 3, 4, and 5, right? Continue.
In the feast of unleavened bread.
Stop.
In the feast of unleavened bread.
Uh-huh.
And in the feast of weeks.
That's the Pentecost.
And the feast of tabernacles.
Uh-huh.
And they shall not appear before the Lord empty.
Let me ask you this. It was Jesus that gave us the law here.
Amen.
He was Jehovah, Melchizedek, the I Am. He gave us this law. He said, all your males, 3 times a year shall all your males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose in the feast of unleavened bread. When did Jesus appear? Did he keep the Passover? Or did he keep the 15th day?
Amen.
Was he in the ground on the 15th day? Then that means he broke his law because he wasn't there. We're not listening. He was there for the Passover. He kept the Passover like he said with the disciples. He said, I desire to keep this with you, not the 15th day. Why? Because he said, let all your meals appear before me three times a year. Feast of Unleavened Bread, Jesus is there. He said, don't let them appear before me empty. And they are. He had massive fruit on him. That's going to wake them up at the third day in the creation.
Mm-hmm.
In a week.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we saying the 15th day is the first day of unleavened bread? And why are you talking about 8 days? It's no such thing as 8 days. And you can't make it 8 days. I don't care. Ain't no math can fix that. None.
Amen.
None. But then we'll call the Bible a lie. We're big enough and greater than the word of God that we witness and saying, let every word of God be true, except for the most important time of the year that he said, let all your mans appear before the Lord. Go to Matthew chapter 26. And verse 1.
Matthew 26 and 1 reads, and it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these things.
What else did Jesus? Now here comes Jesus in verse 2. What did he say?
When Jesus had finished all these things, he said unto his disciples.
He said unto his disciples. Read on.
Ye know.
Right.
That after 2 days.
After 2 days.
Is the feast of the Passover.
Is the feast of the Passover.
And the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified.
He said it.
Yes, sir.
Now we're going to call him a liar. Because we want to justify doctrine. And so then we got some flunkies going behind it. And they see this and then witness against this too. And Jesus said it.
Mm.
Skip down to verse 17.
Matthew 26:17.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
And forgive me for calling these brothers that would witness against the word of God for anybody calling them flunkies.
Amen.
I didn't mean to call you a flunky. So sorry.
Apologize.
Please forgive me.
Apologize
for calling you a flunky.
Okay. Matthew 26:17. There's a difference between the word sorry and apology.
I said apology. I didn't say sorry.
You said I'm sorry.
Okay. So apologies. So apologetic.
Amen. Matthew 26 and verse 17.
Don't be a flunky. Don't be a yes man. Stand, act like the Lord gave you some kahunas. Act like he made you a man. He said, be men.
Amen.
26:17 reads. Read what?
Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?
Now, what did Jesus say?
18. And he said, go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, the master saith, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples.
No, the first day of unleavened bread is tomorrow. Look, haven't I taught y'all the first day of unleavened bread is on the 15th day? Didn't I just tell you that after 2 days, the Passover of the Son of Man is going to be sacrificed? Didn't I tell you that the first day of unleavened bread is on the 15th day? Didn't I just tell you that? No, he didn't. And I ain't here to call the Bible a lie. And I'm trying to tell my brothers, be careful to support doctrine over the truth.
Amen.
Because then we become of our Father. Our Father is a God of truth. And Satan has his ministers, and they are lying. Don't let anyone convince you to be a liar. And you see this with your own eyes. They tell you, oh, that's a misprint. Then why are you teaching this Bible? The most important feast, he said, let all your males appear before me. Don't, and on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And there go Jesus on the Passover. Now the 15th day, he in the tomb. So he couldn't, he broke his own law. Don't make any sense. And then the book say, now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying unto him, what without it we prepare to eat the Passover. Okay. Let's go to St. Mark. This is a misprint too to some of us. To some of us, to me, it's consistent with Deuteronomy chapter 16 and 4. Because Deuteronomy 16 and 4, Moses said that the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the first day. He said the Passover is the first day of the unleavened. Moses said it. And we just read, and we're going to go back to that 12, right? Because, like I said, I put them a little, like when we talk to our children, we tell them these things, and they like, oh, wow, you know, that makes sense to me. Because they can count to seven.
Amen.
They can subtract seven from 21. And they know they'll come up with 14. I say, subtract seven from 21 and what you get? 14. Mm-hmm. And here you tell these grown folks, and all of a sudden, 1 + 1 = 3. All because some man said it or some woman said it.
Amen.
And you looking at this with your own eyes.
That's right.
God forbid. Mark chapter 14 and verse 1.
Amen. Mark chapter 14 and 1 reads, after 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread.
Stop. After 2 days is the feast of the Passover, mm-hmm. and on the third day, it's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Is that what that said?
Wow. After 2 days was the Feast of the Passover and of Unleavened Bread.
No. It says, after 2 days is the Passover.
After 2 days was the Feast of the Passover.
And then we got to add the third day.
Of Unleavened Bread.
Wait a minute. We didn't see no third day there.
So one, two. So after 2 days of the Feast of the Passover
and unleavened bread conjunction.
And the chief priests and the scribes thought how they might take him by craft and put him to death.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Verse 2, but they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people.
Ain't that something? The Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Mm-hmm.
And the Passover is synonymous.
Ooh-wee, in the name of Jesus.
Skip down to verse. See, people, you know, well, I can't believe that he talking like this. I can't believe he, you know, he's calling people flunkies and stuff.
What?
I mean, you know, I'm sorry. I did apologize. But, you know. It's all to it. I'm a man first before anything. You know, I'm a man before I ever came in this word. And until I'm changed, I'm going to be a man. Flat out.
Until you change?
Until I'm changed. Then I become a spiritual being. Then I be the son of man.
I'll change into a spiritual being.
Until then, Ain't no man gonna make me think 1 + 1 ain't 2.
Okay.
Read verse 12.
So, Mark 14 and 12?
Yes, ma'am.
14. And verse 12 reads, and the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where wert thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover?
And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover.
Yes, sir.
It don't get any plainer than that. Oh, yes, it do. It get plainer than that. But he said, when they killed the Passover, and his disciples said unto him, because they've been keeping the Passover ever since they were babies. And he said, where wert thou that we go prepare to eat the Passover and the unleavened bread? Let's see if Jesus say, skip down to 14.
Amen. Mark 14.
Yeah, verse 14 and 17. Yes, ma'am.
And in the evening he cometh with the 12. That's correct.
Mark 14 and 14.
Let's go back to 14. Mark 14 and 14. And wheresoever, you know what?
Yep. Go ahead and read.
Mark 14 and 14. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, the master saith, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover?
The 15th day.
With my disciples.
Because he said he gave the law. He ain't supposed to be here. He's supposed to be on the 15th day. He said, let all your males appear before me on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And if the Feast of Unleavened Bread is on the 15th day, he ain't supposed to be talking about this. But you know what? He ain't even there on the 15th day because he's in the tomb for 3 days and 3 nights, right? And we just got through reading in the creation that on the 4th day, he created light, right?
Mark 14 and 14 reads, and wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, the master saith, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?
Go to Luke chapter 22, and let's look at that. Luke 22, then we're going to look at a little wave offering because we got that screwed up too. Luke 22 and 1. Luke 22 and 1. This is a misprint too, by the way. I mean, why are we even teaching this book if it's got these many big errors?
Luke 22 and 1. Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover.
Yikes.
Now the Feast of the Unleavened Bread
drew nigh. That is called.
Which is called the Passover.
So no wonder Jesus was there, because he said, let all thy males appear before me 3 times a year during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Boom. Right there. There go Jesus. He wasn't there on the 15th day. He was here. Skip down to verse 7.
Luke 22 and 7 reads, then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. Then
came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. That says that in every translation under heaven. You can get that in any NIV. UIB, New World Translation, your translation. But guess what? If we both using this King James 1886 version, mm-hmm. I know you reading what I'm reading. And you're going to put your own eyes out. Mm-hmm. You going to put your own eyes out. You are putting out your own eyes. Else, you are. So excuse me if I call you a flunky.
What?
I said flunky. I apologize. Because people putting out their own eyes for someone else.
Okay.
Now you're going to tell me you don't even know when your birthday. Your birthday is on the Passover. Somebody's telling you, ah, that's a misprint. You need to celebrate it a day later. But my birth certificate say, on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when the Passover must be killed. That ain't what that means. Yeah. Your birth certificate is a misprint. You celebrate your birthday the next day. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about it. Right?
Amen.
Okay, let's go back to Exodus 12 and 18. Because we got to get to, you know, the next feast, right? Okay, so Exodus 12 and 15. Because on the calendar, we got the Feast of Unleavened Bread, right? So we got to get to that. Exodus 12 and 18. So let's bring in the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Exodus 12 and 18, when you receive it, read.
Exodus chapter 12 and verse 18 reads, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
14, 21, I don't, yeah. You know, amen.
Amen, baby.
I don't see nothing there about 15, nothing. You know why? Because it didn't exist yet.
Amen.
So we can't even use this scripture to justify the 15th day because according to the law, we cannot add anything to the scriptures or else we end up with a curse. And we're not trying to have that conversation, none of us. Continue.
Verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Exodus 12 and 19.
Just keep reading, yeah.
Amen. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land.
Look, man, if you take part in that Passover, you can't eat nothing leavened. And that's like, you know, you're getting baptized and then you're going back into a world of sin. You can't do it. That's what he just said. Because we know that leavening represents sin. Those of us that are students of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians chapter 5 will tell you that leavening is sin. And Jesus is the unleavened bread from heaven. So once we take part in Jesus, we can't go back into sin. And there's nothing here from Exodus 12 to right here to 20, we're going to keep reading about the 15th day. Nothing. So why are we saying the 15th day is the first day of unleavened bread when the law and the testimony is saying it isn't? Continue.
Is that Exodus 12?
And verse 20.
And verse 20.
Yes.
Ye shall eat nothing leavened.
Nothing.
In all your habitation.
Can you drink anything leavened? That's the same thing as eating. Shoot, if I ain't got no food and I got beer, that might sustain me.
Mm-hmm.
That's food.
Amen.
That's leavened. Continue.
Exodus 12 and 21 reads, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them.
Whoa, who was talking this whole time? God. It was the Lord. He was doing all this talking the whole while. And now we telling him, you don't know how to count. You don't know what you're talking about. The 15th day is the first day of unleavened bread.
Wow.
We done told him that in the Old Testament, and then we told him that in the New Testament when he said out of his mouth, the first day of unleavened bread. And then he said, I'm going to keep the Passover with my disciples. Then the disciples knew too. And he didn't check them one time. Hey, wait a minute, man. You know, the 15th day is the first day of unleavened bread. What are you talking about? You can't be talking about that there, you know, because that ain't exactly right. We're not having that conversation. We're trying to bring people up to speed and stand up and do the calendar for yourself.
For yourself.
You got to start at A bid. Look, yes, save yourself. Look at here. The new moon in A bid is the first day of unleavened bread when it appears over Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And it due this year at 7:23 p.m.
Okay.
March the 21st.
Interesting.
Happened to be a day after the equinox. That's the summer. That's the beginning of the summer.
And the equinox this year is on the 20th?
Yes.
There's, oh, and babe, can you, because my friend, she was so happy when you said it. There's only two seasons, right?
Yeah.
You have the spring and the winter.
Well, you get spring and winter. There's no such thing as spring. Don't ever say that again.
I said it on purpose.
I know you.
Okay, so.
You know how I am about that.
No, yeah, so
much. That's like saying, go to Psalms 104. I'm sorry, that's just me. It don't, you know, that's don't make sense to me. It's 104. It's no such thing as Psalms 104. That sounds like an address.
There's two equinoxes.
Yes.
And when, they are?
One in the summer, one in the evening.
One you want to say summer?
One in the summer, one in the evening.
So you don't want to say, you don't want to say spring?
There's no such thing as spring in the Bible. Let's look at that. Let's go to Genesis.
Thank you.
Okay, go to Genesis chapter 8 and 22 so that your friend will stop saying spring.
Friends?
Oh, it's cool?
It's so cool.
You got more than one person saying that?
So many people.
Okay, what else?
But you know what? No, and I love my friends, and it's okay. But this is why I wanted you to take us to the scripture so we can read it for ourselves, so they understand why there's two and what to originally call what it was originally called.
Sorry,
so we don't have four seasons.
Sorry, friends.
It's only two. Okay.
You might have full equinox, but you're not gonna have full seasons. There's only two. But you can have four equinox.
What?
I mean, equinoxes is like, you know, it's like 12, 6, 9, and 3. That's still equinox because equinox separate four parts or four quarters, which is a 360. The earth, the time is 360. That's what we got through looking at. So equinox, that's true. It can be in four parts. But it's only two seasons, summer and winter. So let's look at that.
So where this equinox right now is the summer equinox.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, where you're about to show.
Genesis 8 and 22.
Genesis 8.
And 22.
Amen. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22 reads, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease.
Summer and winter, and no such thing as spring in the Bible. I'm so sorry to have to be the one that be the bearer of bad news.
It's not the bearer of bad news, Faith.
I mean, you know, because we all been, you know, bamboozled. And
yeah, but
we all been hoodwinked and ran amok and.
But it's not.
We been slim flammed.
Bearer of bad news. It's just true.
But people can't stand the truth.
No, they can't.
Some of us can't take the truth.
Thank you. Not the bearer of bad news. So I'm gonna read it again, because we weren't taught this. So while the earth remaineth, we're on the earth, while it remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night.
Go into Psalms chapter 74 and 16.
Psalms 74 and 16.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Psalms 74 and 16.
74. And verse 16 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
The day is thine.
Yes.
The night also is thine.
Yes.
Thou hast prepared the light and the sun.
Yes.
Thou hast set all the borders of the earth.
These are the borders of the earth, right?
Right.
And?
Thou hast made summer and winter.
That's the borders.
So they know now. Amen.
Praise God.
That's right.
So please don't say 104 anymore.
Oh, my goodness. We're not talking about 104. We're talking about...
That is me.
No, we're talking about the borders. We're talking about light.
Right.
I'm so serious.
Yeah. Read on.
Summer and winter.
Summer and winter. That's it.
Right.
When the equinox kick in, when they call it spring equinox, that's really the beginning of the summer. Because from that point, we count 180 days from there.
Right.
Amen? So from there, we count 180 days. Then we get the memorial blood of the trumpets. Let's see. The memorial blowing of the trumpets is September the 17th at sundown.
That's 180 days.
That's
after
180
the
days.
Spring equinox.
After the spring equinox.
Okay. Amen.
Then you go right here, the memorial blowing of the. See, I got the slash there for the evening. Do your calendar like that. And look. When you do the calendar, make sure you put the slashes in first in the month. So therefore, when you count, you don't lose count because you put it in that box. You say 165, 166, 167, 168, 169, 170. Boom. And there you have it. You don't lose count instead of counting on your fingers.
Right.
So that's just the way I do it. And then I do it digitally, and I ask my phone, how many days is it from March the 20th, first? How many days is 180 days from March the 21st?
Ooh, 180. So, okay. So you know what? It's better when you count with your hands too. Babe, why are you doing that upside down? Oh, what the world? We're not buying him and her. No, we're not getting them. We'll get them later. Anyways.
You gotta love that.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's better to count with your hands like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Count with your hands. Because people always go, how many days is 180 days from April 1st to whatever? No. And the, you know, technology is going to give you the month and the date or whatever, but still count with your fingers and your hands. You'll never go wrong.
Never go wrong.
Numbers never lie.
Look at here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can't go wrong there.
Count with your fingers.
Hey, that's what I did. 134, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4. Can't go wrong.
Do it for yourself.
And then once you get done,
right,
count with your fingers, you confirm it by asking your smartphone, what is exactly 180 days from March the 21st?
But you know that you count with your fingers.
First. And make sure you put the slash in the box. And then you count. Then you put the numbers in there. Put the slash in all the days of the month. And then put the numbers in there. Because if you do the numbers, you can mess around and miscount. But if you put the boxes there, then when you go back, the numbers don't change. It's the same thing. That's just, you know, the
yeah.
Chinese math.
What?
But anyway, wait a minute. So we still dealing with the week on 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now.
We read Psalm 74:16-17. Oh, you're so adorable.
Why y'all don't see this? How come you don't see this? Can we just all get along?
Babe, now you just tore him out the calendar. Like, what? And then we have these.
Can we get along?
Oh, baby, you just ripped out the calendar. Oh,
stop
Lord.
It.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
My babies.
Anyway.
I love me some puppies.
We love them. Oh, look. Oh, they're so adorable, too.
They're so much better than people.
They really are. Now we know why they be cremating them and bringing them back to life. And we're like, what the
stuffing
hell?
Stuffing them up.
And stuff. We're like, what?
No, baby, not a gene pool in them. Stop it. Look, we got to go forward. Stop it. Look at him. He like, don't y'all know how to count yet? Okay, it's wrong with y'all. I thought you learned how to count.
What is he saying?
Man, listen, I told him myself. I told him 1+1=2. They ain't listening. Why they ain't listening? I tried to tell him. Man, listen, don't. Look, that's it. Tell him I'm going to slap him ugly.
Stop it.
Okay.
Slap him ugly.
Okay, anyway.
Well, we have this over here just in case you need it.
All right,
no,
so
it
anyway.
It fell out.
All right, give me that. Well, I don't need it yet.
No, but if you do, just throw it right.
Okay, that's right there.
Okay.
It goes right here, though. It goes right here.
Okay.
So put it right here. Give it back. Just give it back.
Here.
Because I got to put the feast days in there. Okay, so now... You count from here, right? Can you see that? You count from there, one, and then you go from here. You see that moon right there? That's why I said you get a calendar with a moon.
With the moons on.
And then I slashed it so that's the evening, and you can see that the new moon settled over Jerusalem. Like I said, use timeofday.com, and
right.
It's at 7:24 p.m., and you will find out exactly what time the sun set in Jerusalem. This here, so when the sun set, the new moon come into power at that point.
Mm.
And so that's when we start counting a bit. Okay, so now we say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we got the Passover, and then you got the 14th day, which is right here, Monday, right? Sundown, right there. Okay, then the 15th day would be Tuesday. People are going to be keeping the Passover on this day. Why? That's what are they thinking? And it says this, so we got that right there. And then the wave offering is here, sundown Saturday. And the last night is here. So we're going to have back-to-back feasts. You're going to have two back-to-back feasts right here. So we're going to have double portions twice during the week of unleavened bread, man. It's going to be a good time to be alive. God willing, we live.
Amen.
Double portions of the spirit.
Amen.
High days. So, anyway, so now go into Daniel's chapter 9.
Okay.
Right? Go to Daniel's chapter 9 and verse 25. Was it 26? Yeah, Daniel chapter 9 and 26. 29 and 26.
Okay, Daniel what?
Chapter 9 and 26.
Thank you. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 26 reads,
mm-hmm.
And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city of the sanctuary,
mm-hmm.
And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations and are determined.
So there it is. That's 490 kicking in and all that type of stuff. All that plays its part. And then he goes in and he's baptized at 490, goes into the temple and show himself. And that's when he first preached the gospel and they tried to throw him over a mountain. And then verse 27, continue.
And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall call the sacrifice and the oblation to cease.
Stop. So now, okay. Now go to Genesis chapter 13.
Amen.
He said in the midst of the week, right?
Amen.
Okay. Watch this. Genesis chapter, this is why you can't change this. This is why you can't change the dates around. You can't move days. You can't move. We cannot move days. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 13. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 13 reads, and Abram went up out of...
Genesis 1
oh, sorry.
And 13.
One and 13, and the evening and the morning were the third day?
Third day, right?
Okay.
Now watch this. Because remember now he called the sacrifice and oblations to cease in the middle of the week, right?
Okay.
Read on.
Amen. And the evening and the morning were the third day, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven, to give light. And... You're doing all this.
I'm singing.
You're doing all this. Okay.
I'm singing.
And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, a greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also.
Come on.
And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth.
Yes.
And to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness.
Yes.
And God saw that it was good.
Yeah.
And the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
Stop.
Okay. Amen.
So he created the sun and the moon to give light upon the earth. On the fourth day, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long the earth was without the sun and the moon?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
3 days and three nights. How long was the Son of Man in the earth? 3 days and three nights. How long was the earth absent of light? 3 days and three nights. And then he what? He rose after 3 days and three nights.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's in the beginning. He's in the creation. He's right there in the middle of the week. In the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifices and the oblations to cease.
Wow. Amen. Wow. Amen.
St. John 1 and 17. I know you want to read that. Well, yeah. Actually, go to Matthew's. Go to Matthew chapter 12 and 40.
Amen.
Matthew 12 and 40. Because it's 3 days and three nights coming and going after the fourth day. Right?
Amen. Matthew 12 and 40 reads, which devour...
12 and 40.
Oh, I'm in Mark. I put Matthew. They took me to Mark. Matthew 12 and 40. I'm telling you. Okay. Matthew 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
And verse 40.
Yep.
That's right. Read. For as Jonas, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth.
So the earth is without the light for 3 days and three nights.
Wow.
The Son of Man, go to John chapter 1.
Amen.
John chapter 1 and pick it up at verse 1. And we're going to leave it here because now we ended up on the wave offering. But we ain't even got to that yet.
So John.
John.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Amen.
And one.
And you see, I'm at John 1:1.
Yay.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Come on, God.
The same was in the beginning with
yes.
God.
There it is. We read in the beginning, right? When he said the evening and the morning were the first day, the evening and the morning were the second day, the evening and the morning were the third day. And then he created the sun and the moon on the fourth day to give light upon the earth. But he told the disciples, he told the Pharisees, he said, the Son of Man is going to be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights.
Yes,
so the earth was absent of the light for 3 days and three nights. Continue.
Amen. Verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
What?
In him was life.
Life.
And the life was the light of men.
Without the sun, there's no plants.
Mm.
There's no vapors.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen.
Well, if there's no vapors, then there's no oxygen. That's a part of that creation thing too, right? Continue.
Verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
There it is. See, the earth was without the light for 3 days and three nights. Continue.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe.
Yeah.
He was not that light. No.
No, he was not that light. Continue.
He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
Yes.
That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
See that? The sun and the moon lit up the whole planet.
Planet, that's right. Ooh. It's on.
That's right.
It's still on. It's still on. Say that again.
Say that again,
Papa.
Okay.
Say that again. Say that one more time.
Rub that head.
No. Oh, you're going to be saying ouch, all right. Say that again. No, say that again.
Okay, rub that head.
Wait, I'm going to read it again.
Okay.
John chapter 1.
1.
Okay. I'm going to start at 6. So it says this.
Verse 9.
Six. There was a man sent from God.
Yes.
Whose name was John. The same
babe, you need to pick it up at 4.
Okay.
Because he is the 4.
Okay, we're going to go with number 4.
Yeah, 4 is life.
John 1 and 4.
Brothers and sisters, look at your phone. And you're going to see your phone keypad says 147. That's one. One represent in the beginning, that was light.
The
evening, the morning, or the first day. The four represent the middle of the week. The seven represent the Sabbath. 147. The second number on your keypad is a 2. Mm-hmm. Go straight down. 2, 5, and 8. Water. He said, and he separated the waters from the waters, right? Then he put blood in the water when he created the fish and the birds, right? And then 8, he going to separate blood from man. Be no more blood on the earth and water. Then there's a 3.
3, 6, 9.
Represent earth. The earth, then 6. And then New Jerusalem coming down on the 9th day. Can I say that, please? It's all over your, all around you. It's
everywhere.
On your microwave, everywhere. He's been telling us this conversation all over the place.
From the time of your birth.
Yeah.
Hey, that's right. So John 1 and 4.
Yes. And then we're going to have to wrap it up here because I'm pushing up on
6.
Yeah.
So John chapter 1 and verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not.
See, if you don't see it, it's because you may need to pray for the light.
I pray for the light. Come to the light. Caroline, come to the light.
Read on. Yes. I'm going to stop messing with people.
John 1:4
and just say, hey,
we love
I'm going to walk off in the sunset with a puppy
Amen.
And a dog and say, man,
I love
best
you.
Best friend.
Man's best next friend.
You know, Apple's one of the cuties. Go ahead.
John,
a big one, though. Go ahead. Not a slobberer. No slobber rubber.
With a lot of hair.
No hair. Minimal hair.
John 1:4 In him was life.
Unless it's a Mauser. You know, a Terry, a Mauser, yeah, it got to be one of them. But if it ain't a Terrier, forget about it. I don't want nothing with no hair on it. Terriers don't shed. Terriers
right,
don't shed.
Right, right.
Not like that. Even if you got a Mauser with that big fro, they big, they strong, they man, they like they look like giant poodles, but don't let it fool you. Oh, no. That's a Terrier. Oh, he going to school you. That is a Terrier. That's a that's one of the brothers of a pit. That's a cousin to a pit bull.
Right. So can we get back on track?
Yeah.
John 1:4
Go ahead.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Uh-huh.
And the light shineth in darkness,
and
the
darkness
comprehended
it
not.
That's in the beginning. Read on.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe.
Come on.
He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light.
Now, wait a minute. John is a Levite. Didn't Leah say God has joined on us, right? And then he called Judah. She said she named the next one Judah, which is the fourth son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now she said, now will I praise God, right? Then Jacob said, let Judah be praised, right? Mm-hmm. Judah is four. The son of man was sacrificed on the fourth day of the week. Mm-hmm. He is the light.
Amen.
The light of the earth, which was brought forth on the fourth day of the week.
Amen.
He's the beginning, which is the one. And then he's the seventh, which is the Sabbath. That's light.
Amen.
Same conversation. It's even written in the brethren, in the 12 tribes, that even Judah is a four. Read on.
Amen. Okay. So we're at John 1:9.
Mm-hmm.
That was a true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Yeah.
He was in the world,
uh-huh.
And the world was made by him.
Yeah.
And the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not.
See, and that's why, you know, I don't be tripping and whatnot.
You better
not. I'm just saying, I just put it out there, you know, hey, that's, it is what it is, you know. I'm good. I mean, I ain't saying I'm good. I'm good on that. Deuces, I'm all good on that. I ain't tripping. You know, now I can't say God, you know, I kept it in my bosom. Because for years, I didn't want to tell, I didn't want to talk to nobody except for my fam about it. That's it now. For whatever reason, you're putting it out here for me to share. I'm, you know, just gotta keep the law.
Amen, baby.
So anyway, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. We're not quite done with this because we got to get to the wave off, friend.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody on Blog Talk, we so enjoy y'all, and we love you, and thank you for always tuning in.
Always.
And giving us your time.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody on Facebook, thank you for hanging out with us.
Amen.
And putting up with our madness, right? So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope you edify someone, and as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters,
read your Bible.
Please read your Bible.
That's right.
Don't let nobody tell you what's in there. Read it for
yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.